Welcome to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast for women of faith in business looking to take their careers or businesses to the next level without compromising their faith. If you're ready to begin taking action on your entrepreneurship goals, learn tips, tools, and strategies to execute consistently and manifest the life of your dreams, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Halima de Oliveira, business strategist, three-time author, using the fusion of faith and finances to lead female-led e-commerce brands to six and seven-figure revenue targets annually. Ready? Let's work. Tune into today's episode, Already in Progress. Welcome back to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast. This is episode 61, and this one, I'm loving this. So this is the topic for today. It's find your man and build your wealth. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in that order, but I just love the title. And I just want to tee it up really quickly here and just say, can we truly, as women of faith, have it all? That's the question that, inshallah, we are going to answer today. And I know it's a question that I've asked and answered for myself and even starting BUNHD, which is my business, right? And when I decided to take the leap of faith, I was single, still am, right? And my children at the time were 17 and 9 when I started this particular business. And I've been an entrepreneur for many years, but this particular business, my passion business is this one. And I started it when they were 17 and 9. And there were a lot of sacrifices that we made together, right? So it wasn't just me, it was them too. And, you know, I started my business and I didn't and still don't know what God's full plan is for me. And I don't think any of us truly know that. But what I do know is that I trust him and I trust that the plan for him is his plan for me is the best plan. Right. And so, you know, of course I have my plan. I have the things that I want to do. I pray for them. But essentially at the end of the day, his plan is the best plan and he knows exactly what's best for me. So through today's episode, I pray that the guests can shed some light on how we can get the things that we want both in this life and the next. And we talk a lot about that. We talk a lot on this podcast about the dunya and the akhirah and how, you know, even though we're here in the dunya, that we're working towards both. So our guest today is Estella Rodriguez Jabril. And she is a licensed clinical therapist and sex coach. She's the host of Let's Talk About Sex. I'm excited about this on British Muslim TV and has 15 plus years experience helping women, couples, and children work through hardship to achieve their goals. She helps high achieving women get fully aligned with their feminine, sensual energy to step into their leadership potential with confidence to avoid living in the past, refusing to live in victimhood, and teaches them to become courageous problem solvers. I love this part. So, assalamu alaikum and welcome, Estella. How are you, darling?
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa alaikum assalam. I'm honored to be here. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, Halima, for inviting me. And this is definitely a much needed topic, always, and one that I just love diving into. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for inviting me.
Alhamdulillah, it's my pleasure. And we've been trying to connect for some years, right? So it's not even like months or days or weeks, years, okay? So just to, you know, let you guys know. So inshallah, this is an episode that, you know, needed to come and it's now, right? So maybe back then, you know, it wasn't something that we could dive into. Maybe the time is now to have this discussion, inshallah. So please tell the audience a little bit more about your business and, you know, just what your goals are. What are your goals for even being on the podcast today? What are you know, we're getting ready to go into a new year, 2022. What are the goals for your business and your clients, inshallah?
Well, this is that time of year that we really start to take inventory of ourselves and to see where we've been and where we want to go, right? I do that like everyone else does. And right now, what I'm really honing in on is the need for couples. Our Muslim couples are struggling out there. I've been focusing predominantly on with Muslim women, but one thing I found so interesting and exciting recently is that so many of our men, so many of our husbands really are ready to just, you know, receive support, receive help. And there's no better structure to do this in than in our marriages, because we know that our marriages are half, you know, it's the completion of our faith, right? It's the completion of our faith. And, you know, so what I am really striving for this next year is to work with those young couples that are stepping into marriage, because you need support. You need to understand, you know, what you're stepping into. And nobody ever said, you know, it's so exciting to get married and it's so exciting to make all the plans. And then it's like, who are you? You know, so really giving yourself permission. I'm hoping to give, you know, our community permission to, you know, drop all of this stigma and these taboos that we can't ask for help, in those most important transitional points in our lives. And one of them is marriage, right? One of them is marriage. So I'm really excited to be working with more and more married couples where I see the men are just really eager to create shifts and change in their own mindset. And for me, it's all, I'm always ever evolving. I think as we have to, we can't be rigid. So I'm always ever evolving. And my business, you know, my business goals are definitely, you know, to scale at the capacity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell me, because there's always information that we hear out there. You should do it this way. You should do it that way. Well, I'm definitely a true believer that make your plan and trust Allah's plan. And it's for me, it's really so important to just elevate our ummah, elevate our community. There's, you know, so much rhetoric out there, yes, that we hear that we should be aware of, but it should not be a block. It should not become resistance. It should not become something that holds us back from being those, you know, representatives that, yes, let's say it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to be those representatives. So let's be it. Let's live it. And let's learn how. And that means you have to be courageously vulnerable.
MashaAllah, that's, you know, deep. And, you know, I just was a part of a conference in Atlanta, and that was the topic, right? It was talking about those young couples. And I love that you said young couples, because of course, you know, I'm older. I'm probably, you and I are probably very close in age, right? And, you know, I've done the married thing. And of course I want to get married again, but you know, my children are grown and, you know, we really need to plant the seeds in them, you know, the survival of Islam, you know, and, you know, the deeper practice of Islam, I for lack of better words, right? You know, is essential for the survival of Islam, right? And not this watered down, you know, version of Islam, inshallah. And so, you know, I love that that is, you know, a goal of yours is actually working with the youth. We spoke last time with Asma from Hijabi Pop, and that's a goal of her business is to impact, you know, the past generations. And there was an ayat that I shared on that particular, actually it was a hadith that I shared in the last episode that I would love for you guys to go back and listen to, because it's excellent, excellent, excellent. And just speaks to, you know, how one generation is planting the seeds for the next generation and, you know, just putting them in a position to be able to thrive as they move forward. So now, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to anyone who just joined, right? And for those of you that will, you know, listen to this on the podcast later, right? First of all, how do we get a man? Come on, Estella, you got to tell us. How do we get a man? How do we get the money, the wealth, you know, just all of the goodness that, you know, comes with that? On this platform, we talk a lot about faith, family, finances, and wellness. And at least three of those things I know you talk about. So, you know, we're talking about all four of those things, inshallah, today. So is there a specific order that we need to follow? And then just where's the man at? How do we get to it?
First of all, the world is full of men. Okay. We know that they're out there. What happens so often is that we get caught up in this story. Men aren't good. Men are losers. Men just want sex. You know, men are just, you know, there's this story that we tell ourselves. And then, you know, that story that we turn on ourselves, like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not, the right body type, or I'm not what somebody's looking for. There's something wrong with me. So then we're continuously striving for more, more, and more, which there's nothing wrong with that. But what's so important is to be able to understand that it all starts with the way you think. The way you think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us that He has created us in pairs. And another aspect of our faith that we don't like to talk about is that our men have a right to up to 4 wives. That's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother conversation. But your man is out there, and you will build wealth on your own, but you will build immense wealth with your man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to be garments. So whether you're the first wife, whether you're the second wife, maybe the third or the fourth wife, what you have to get clear is in your head, in the way that you think about yourself. We've all heard about abundance mindset, scarcity mindset. Abundance and Muslims go hand in hand. What happens is that we let shaitan whisper in our ear and allows all those beliefs that are limiting, that hold us back, to take charge. So nobody had a perfect upbringing. Nobody's had perfect parents. Nobody's had a perfect life, because we don't live in a perfect world. This isn't paradise. So it's so important to be willing to do that inner work within yourself, to understand what triggers you so that you can recognize that I've got everything right in front of me that I need. It's already there. It's already there. So that man is out there. The money is out there. The wealth is out there. Just look around you. Just all you have to do is look and see what is happening around the world. Don't focus on the tragedy. There's always going to be tragedy. We can't avoid that. People are going to die. There are going to be disasters. There are going to be challenges. That's part of this world. And these are the challenges, the hardship that Allah describes in the Quran. We will get hardship, and ease is there. Ease is there. So what we have to be willing to do is, really dig deep and do the inner work and understand, where we self-sabotage ourselves. Sometimes we're looking for perfection. Like, that's one of the biggest factors for us as women specifically. Perfectionism. I need the perfect man. If he's not praying 5 times a day, if he's not going to the masjid for every prayer, if he doesn't already have the wealth that I want, then he's not a candidate. And we have to be willing to look at the characteristics of people. And we, unfortunately, because of social media, and I'm an advocate of social media, but you have to use the tools to your benefit, and don't let the tools use you. What does social media, do for us right now if we let it take control? It takes us into this place of lack. I'm not good enough. Look what they have. And comparison. Those are the two signs of negativity. The two signs of negativity are thinking that there's not enough of something and comparing ourselves to other people. So, I've been married and divorced and married, alhamdulillah, still married to my second husband. And in those 32 years that I've been married, I filed for divorce 4 times. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I'm being vulnerable, because I think it's important as a professional and as a coach and as a therapist to be vulnerable, because I'm not perfect. And I don't want you to think that that's what you're supposed to be striving for. My husband is an amazing man, but it took me a long time to actually accept him just as he is. I wanted to mold him and change him. And that's part of our perfectionism.
I feel like that's a woman thing too.
Yes. We want to be moms.
Yes.
What man wants to have sex with their mom? No man wants to have sex with their mom. We are, and that's another aspect that's so important to really know how to attract your man, is you have to be really connected and in touch with your own femininity, your own essence. And what are we taught from a very young age? To not think about sex because it's haram. No, what's haram is to have sexual, you know, sex outside of marriage. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as sexual beings. And as women, we need to own our sexuality, own our sensuality, love our bodies. Why do women cover? Because we're beautiful. Because we need to protect ourselves, because men have a weakness. And I'm talking about heterosexual, you know, relationships, which another topic is, you know, the homosexual relationships that happen, because they're real and they happen in our ummah too, but that's another subject as well. So you, as women, for mm-hmm. you to be able, and we are the ones that attract. Mm-hmm.
I want to dive into that because you kind of like, you know, you triggered something just now. And I want to ask this question, and I think it will help, you know, some women, is that you were talking about, you know, our femininity and talking about, you know, how we are, you know, and, you know, just covering, right? As well, you know, of course, you know, it's a protection, you know, from, you know, the gaze of men. It's also, you know, we're also looking out for them as well. But I feel like there's even more to it as well. As a woman, I know myself. And, you know, as a woman that was born Muslim, but then, you know, kind of went off on hiatus and then, you know, kind of came back, you know, I used my femininity to get things that I wanted. And I think that a part of this conversation right now is, you know, I think, you know, using my femininity to get things that I wanted, you know, being manipulative, essentially, is something that would keep me from seeking a man right now, because that's something that I want to work on in myself. And you know, there's certain, you know, a certain level of maturity that I want to have for myself. And I've met people along, you know, women along the path that we share a similar way to look at things. So from a clinical standpoint, do you feel like when we take away kind of, you know, we're covered and we kind of take away, you know, what we look like, essentially, and now it's just us, you know, who we are at our essence, you know, what we bring to the table. Do you think it's more complicated in the world the way that it is today? And based on what I just said, is it more complicated to build these lasting relationships and marriages that we want to have?
It's only complicated if you tell yourself that story, that it's complicated, because it's not complicated. You know, our point of view and our mentality as Muslim women is very much connected with pleasing Allah. And one of the most important components that many of us forget is that character that we want to build within us to attract the life that will allow us to stay in the pleasure of Allah, right? And as women, we can't deny our sensuality. We can't deny our sexuality. So how do we view it? How do we view it? We have to view it from a place of gratitude, from a place of beauty, from a place of honoring. And unfortunately, society, and even society outside of the ummah and society within our ummah, creates this toxicity, unfortunately, that makes us ashamed of who we are as women. Now, we've got a great example of what not to do in the secular world. We're not going to walk around prancing and showing ourselves off. No, it's going to be an internal thing for us. And it's that internal aspect that will allow us to cultivate and generate the energy that we want to tap into so that we can attract what we want. And there's nothing manipulative about that. And that, and what that will hopefully do is open up just more clarity for what you want as a woman and what you want as a spouse and as you have children, what you want to become, you know, as a mother, as that role model, right? Where you get to really influence and impact. So there's nothing complicated except what we make complicated. And the problem, you know, I think the problem stems in, you know, really judgment and criticism, that everyone has an opinion and everybody wants to, you know, unfortunately, you know, put somebody down to bring themselves up. And it's something that as women, we still have a lot of work to do, a lot of work to do. You know, so many women fall into this, like, well, I want to do X, Y, and Z, and I have to protect myself because other people, yes, of course, we have to protect ourselves from jealousy and from shaitan. And the only way to do that is to stay connected with those pillars of our faith that we know are our practices, right? But when it comes to the actions that we take, it starts just with the intention. The intention is what will propel us. And from a place of the work that I do as a therapist, you know, it comes right back to that identity, you know, that the way that you view yourself, the image that you have of yourself. And that's where it all begins. And for you to be able to build what you want to build that makes you happy and excited, you know, you're going to, a few things, you're going to have to invest in yourself. First of all, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You can read a book and get a lot of knowledge, but without the mentorship, without the actual coaching, you're going to hit walls. You're going to hit walls and you're going to have doubts and you're going to hold yourself back. So you actually want to start building the wealth so that you can attract. So if you can develop your character and get that confidence of your own self-image as a woman, so you can attract the man that's going to be your king. Because yeah, men are a level higher than us because they hold a different role. But it's not because we're less. It's because we have a responsibility to the partnership once it comes together. A man needs to be a king. So you also have to be willing to recognize what does it take for a woman to elevate a man to that level and not fall into her insecurities.
I love that so much. In my book, Pray and Grow Rich, there's a chapter, it's called Be a Rich Wife. And, you know, I've been married twice. And, you know, each one of those marriages taught me a different lesson, both in the marriage itself and then, of course, about myself. And, you know, like I looked back and in writing this particular chapter, I looked back at each of those marriages and what would I do differently now that I'm more mature? You know, it's 11 years later, 12 years later, you know, what would I do differently in, you know, this marriage? What would I do differently, you know, have done differently in this marriage? What did I contribute? And, you know, one of the things that I like about this talk track is what you're saying is accountability. Yeah. It's about being accountable. It's about knowing yourself. And, you know, in knowing yourself, it's about looking at the good, the bad, and the ugly, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we, you know, we want to put ourselves off as, you know, and I love that you said, you know, being vulnerable and, you know, just talking about your story. I love that. because, you know, I don't think we see enough of it. I think, you know, especially with social media, I love that you mentioned social media too. I'm a fan of social media. I think it has many positives, but that negative is what you talked about, where we only see the end result. We only see, okay, I did all of the work and then now I'm here and, you know, look at me, you know, and now everything is all, you know, good. And, you know, one thing about this podcast and anything that I do on my platform, I think that it's important for us to be transparent and vulnerable and show the good, the bad, and the ugly, show the process. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you to down yourself. Don't do that. But I do think that you should, you know, tell your story and that you should, you know, just make sure that, you know, you're not painting this rosy picture when everything is not rosy, because it creates this false, you know, positive for, you know, a woman that may be looking on. So,
yeah.
My next question was, you know, where is he? Right. So going back to that rich wife scenario and what you just talked about, like, first we have to become is what I'm hearing. So I want, though, you know, from your, you know, standpoint, like, I looked at your page, I looked through your social media, and I looked at the different types of events that you've had over the years. Where would you find, you know, once you've discovered who you are, where would you find, you know, the he, you know, the king that you're looking for? And also, where should we be looking for wealth? I don't want to give it away. I have my own idea, but I want you to answer it. So where should we be looking for him, and where should we be looking for wealth?
You have to put yourself out there. And nowadays it's very easy. One of the things that I learned is this thing, and we don't date as Muslims. I know we don't date, but you have to be in connection with men. You have to be able to feel comfortable. One of the things that's so sad and so unfortunate that happens to all of us in, you know, in social media is that, yes, men are out there looking. Men are out there looking. And we're going to get, I mean, I put in my social media that, you know, I'm married, I have kids, and I still get proposals. I'm like, what is up with these men? Do they not know that I can only have one husband? I can't have more than one husband. But so many women that are single specifically get really angry about that. And that's actually a test for them. And men, and with social media, you want to be able to utilize social media. I've made so many connections using social media that have become lifelong connections. As a woman, as a professional, with other women. So I obviously am married, so I didn't use social media. So it is a tool. It is a tool. And there, so you have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to engage. You have to be willing to get uncomfortable. All growth is connected to uncomfortable. You know, when you're out, pay attention to how you, like, where your emotions go when you're out. As Muslim women, I would imagine, maybe not all of you, but a lot of women go out with the mindset, I don't want to be seen. Don't give me any attention. So it's so important to really get yourself in that place of being in that unfamiliar environment of being visible and being seen. Because, honey, no one's going to find you if you're invisible. No one's going to find you if you're invisible. Does that mean that you have to go out and flaunt yourself? No. But what you have to be willing to do is allow yourself to be uncomfortable. And many times you may not know how to do that. So that's, once again, that component of how do I reach out for help? How do I get somebody to help me understand, you know, how I can use my feminine essence to, you know, show up in a way that gives me the attention that I need, gives me the attention that I want. One of the things that I find so fascinating, like, when I go out, I love interacting with people. And I really set a clear intention, like, I want to connect with people that may need me, or I want to connect with people that may lift me up. And I always, interestingly enough, connect with the most amazing men. Obviously, I'm not out looking for a relationship because I'm a married woman. But when I come across those kinds of connections, it really affirms and solidifies that it is our mindset that either creates a wall and then nothing will reach us that we really need or want, or our mindset creates that openness. And for us as Muslims, yes, with the safety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his angels descending on us. So where is he? He's right in front of you. He's right in front of you. And this is another layer of this is, you know, what are the expectations that you have for him? Because it's your expectations for him that may be pulling him away from you. So as you can see, there's just these different levels of exploration that is so important to do. And, you know, we don't get raised with this guidance. I know I wasn't. I was just, you know, I wasn't born Muslim, so I was born in a Catholic family. And it was just like, well, I don't know what your life is going to entail, but I know you're going to get married, have kids, and you're going to be a wife, and that's going to be your life. So, you know, for my family, I come from a hardworking family. And it was, that was just the mindset for women. Like, you know, don't try to achieve too much, right? But we know as women that we can achieve whatever we put our mind to and whatever we actually ask for, so that we can support, so we can get the support. So there's this dynamic that needs to be cultivated so that you have the confidence to, you know, step into that uncomfortable, you know, place that will allow you to generate what you want to generate, whether it's wealth, whether it's the man of your dreams.
I love that so much. You know, there's an ayah, it goes, good men are for good women, and it goes on and on and on, but you know, good men are for good women are for, good men. And then it goes on. But, that to me speaks to your point, that you just, made. And you know, when I was talking earlier about being a rich wife, is that, you know, becoming, so you want this husband, right? In order for you to attract this husband, you have to be in alignment. So you have to become the wife that is deserving of the husband that it is that you're, you know, looking to attract. And then, you know, go into it with the expectation that there's also, you know, being able to grow together, right? So like you were saying earlier, you know, we want him to be perfect. We want him to have all the money. We want him to have all of these things right from the beginning. And, you know, I guess my question is, you know, I actually have two questions. So one of them is, you know, do you think that it's wise for a woman to go into a relationship with potential? Right. So him saying, these are the things that I want to do. And, you know, this is my life plan. Right. And you're getting married to someone based on their potential. So that's one of the questions. And then the second question is, you know, being a woman in business that is very front facing, meaning that I'm out there. Right. You know, I'm speaking on stages. I, you know, go live, you know, all of these things. There are a lot of unwanted, you know, messages that I get in my DM. And I know many of my counterparts, we get all types of messages. Some of them are just downright not right. like, seriously. And then some of them are like, they start out as, you know, they're coming from the business angle, but you kind of have those hidden, you know, you can tell the hidden agenda.
Windows that are like leading to like, I'm a little interested in you.
Yes. So for me, like when I'm working, like me personally, and so I'm there are many women like me too, in that, you know, we speak to each other and we're like, you know, why do they keep doing that? You know, so I think this is a perfect opportunity for us to learn from, you know, you, right, from a professional. Like, you know, I have boundaries, and, you know, when I'm at work and I'm focused on work. And so I don't necessarily want to receive these advances. You know, I'm on a live and I'm, are you married, sister? Like, I'm doing a live talking about business, and then the brother comes on. It's just, to me, it's just so demeaning and rude, because it's like, I'm here teaching about business and here you come almost diminishing what I'm on for. You know, so can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, because actually, that's actually a perfect opportunity that is showing up. And yes, boundaries are huge. And you want to be able to really be clear about that, because it's only through healthy boundaries that you'll be able to, you know, maintain your mental health, right? Your mental health. But, you know, is it or is it not the appropriate time? You know, and this is where you can channel, right? Channel things in a different direction. If you're curious, it's also an opportunity to talk about values, because what you want to be able to do and see and practice when you're, you know, pursuing and you're, you know, trying to see if somebody is a good fit, is you want to understand what are your top values. And there are many values that we live from, but we actually can only live from the five top values that really matter to us and really are important to us. So what does it feel like and look like when you're living from those values? And how do you want to see a person that you're potentially maybe exploring? How do you want them to feel and live from those values? And the only way to get to that place is to actually verbalize it. So in that example that you gave, what I would suggest is to go with it. Say, well, here I am doing, you know, give me the topic that was going on when that the last time that happened.
I think I was talking about the 15-week program for women. I was doing a live, you know, just talking about the program, what people can expect.
And then a man came on and he was, you know, basically interested.
Let's get married. He was like, let's get married. Yes.
So it's almost like this opportunity, this surprise that shows up. Whoa, you didn't expect it, right? And what you want to pay attention to, and all of you ladies that may be in a similar situation, what you want to pay attention to is, where has your energy gone? So you did say a few things, like you found it rude, you found it disrespectful, right? And what I would encourage you to do is recognize that this person maybe is stretching themselves in an unfamiliar place. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? You explore it. Of course, in that moment, it wasn't the appropriate time to explore it, but then maybe reach out after the fact, right? And yes, in that moment, take it as a compliment. Let it feel like, you know, why is this guy showing up? What, you know, he sees something in me that, you know, is maybe pleasing to him. Is it your intelligence? Is it your looks? Is it your energy? What you want to do is hone in on what attracted that. What attracted that? Because there was something in you that attracted that, right? And if you dismiss it and you don't explore it, you'll never know. Was that an opportunity? Was that potential that you were talking about? And it takes very little investment. It really does. It takes very little investment to explore whether there is that level of potential. Because remember, it's that potential energy that keeps things moving forward, that keeps things growing, that keeps that momentum. So you want to identify those opportunities and explore them. That's what I would suggest.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, with that explanation there, me personally, I'm excited, because I'm very much a person that, you know, I want to know, you know, I have had, you know, brothers come into my DM and they have, you know, they have been respectful in the way that they approach me. And I didn't take it as disrespect. And I would say, you know, no, I'm, you know, I'm not looking right now, or, you know, not right now, whatever the case, you know, the scenario may be. But there have been times where, you know, I was very like, listen, if you're in this DM, you better be asking me about some business, or, you know what I mean? Something like that. And that was very early on. That was very like right around the time of when I got divorced, and I was not in that headspace at all. And so it was just like, listen, these are the boundaries. Don't even, you know, don't do it, you know? And then, you know, now I'm more opened. And so for me, I think that's a great, I just love that. And I love it, you know, one, because I can explore it for myself, you know, maybe, you know, my next, you know, my husband is the one that is out there, right? So that's one. But the second part of it is, I like what you said, is the energy. So, you know, what did I say? Or, you know, maybe what is that? Because I feel like for me, that's something that I can take for myself, not just looking for a spouse, that can be used in other areas. So I'm excited. I really, 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 you know, appreciate that take on it. And just as we speak, I want to put this up there. So I don't know who this is. Can you see that?
Send me
WhatsApp number.
Send me WhatsApp number. So this is that. Yeah, you don't know who it is. It's like, why is it showing up? Remember, Allah is the best of planners. So we have to be open to explore. Maybe it's something that will pan out into something. Maybe it's something that will just teach us and elevate us with even more wisdom. So
I love it.
Won't ever let any opportunity go by.
Inshallah. This is new for me, because I don't, what where are you from? What city are you in?
I'm in Massachusetts right now.
Oh, mashallah, Massachusetts, Massachusetts, mashallah. I'm a New Yorker. And so, like, that right there is,
you
know, like,
and the East Coast, it's a totally different personality and vibe. And this is why, when you know your values, what those values that are important to you, and you have that, I just want to know what this is. Mm-hmm. That's what you lead with, because guess what? If they are not at the same level, they're going to disappear. They're not going to be able to, you know, to hold space with you. And then you just, you know, understand that, okay, that's what this was, and it wasn't a match. There's going to be, there's something that non-Muslims do. I've worked with a lot of coaches that are non-Muslims that are not married and want to get married. And as a non-Muslim who became Muslim, I know the whole dating world, I'm familiar with it. And so many non-Muslims, what they want to do is really just get to that level of really being clear. Is this something that, you know, we can both invest in? And they're doing something called power dating. And they, and as Muslims, the way that we can do it is by powering through the conversations, getting clear with the conversations, right? Instead of going on date after date after date. No, those opportunities that show up, you just get to what really matters sooner than later, and don't let your energy pull you in a direction that it isn't going to, you know, create any kind of openings for you.
That was so beautiful. So I pray that you guys, for those of you that watch this live, and then for those of you that listen to this later, I pray that, you know, you appreciate me putting myself out there, and then Estella kind of giving us the help. So I pray that this was, you know, helpful. It helped me for sure. And I'm excited. You know, I like a challenge, and, you know, I like new things. So I like, you know, new challenging things. So that's going to be my goal for 2022, is I'm just going to go with it. So bismillah, right? Bismillah. So is there an ayah or hadith or quote that governs your life or your business that every day, like, you feel like you have to live it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One specifically, and I'm sure all of you are familiar with this. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ibrahim, and remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will increase you. And it makes me really emotional, because I've experienced so many miracles in my life because of gratitude. And now what's so exciting is scientifically, there is scientific research that shows that our brain, and we know this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, our brain completely shifts. Our brain becomes more pliable when we are in gratitude. And it's a simple thing to say, of course I am grateful. But there's more meaning and more depth to really cultivating a gratitude practice. And we have 5 times a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed to us to build that and cultivate that connection of gratitude. And it's our 5 daily prayers. And many times, I know I used to just, let me get it done. Okay, it's time for prayer. And I embraced Islam about 30 some years ago. And I can honestly say that it's been in the last 10 years that I've been able to really cultivate that aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for us, guides us towards that gratitude in my prayers. And it is life transforming. It is life transforming. I am so grateful with my life. And I know that it's not perfect, but it's the gratitude that has aligned things for me where I can let go of things. I can be in a hardship and I can see that I will get to ease. And it's because of the gratitude. And that is the ayah that, you know, there's so many. And, you know, I make it a practice that either throughout the day after my prayers, I'll sit and I'll open up the Quran and read and just let it open up and read. Or, you know, at the end of my evening, connecting with the Quran is something that you want to cultivate as a practice. And what's so interesting is in the non-Muslim world, you know, every coach is talking about gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And here we have, you know, the actual guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to receive his abundance, to increase what we want, mm-hmm. have the wealth, to have the life.
SubhanAllah, you know, that's beautiful. We talk about khushu, right? So that, you know, just deepening and, you know, understanding that, you know, Allah is right in front of you. And I think, you know, just, you know, piggybacking off of, you know, what you just said, you know, praying as if he's there, you know, like if someone who has done all of these amazing things for you was actually standing right in front of you, how would you be in front of them? And then actually being that way, you know, 5 times a day in prayer, inshallah. So I just love this entire episode. Estella, I cannot thank you enough for being on. This was beautiful. And I know that the audience that follows the Bossy Jabbypreneur podcast, and even, you know, my platform, they're going to love, you know, this talk track, mashallah. And so I know that you have a course that is coming up. So I want you to let the audience know where they can connect with you and about that new. And I just want to say it's called 5-Day Get Your Butt on Track and Stay on Track. Love it. Please tell us more.
Yes, I want all of you sisters that are listening to please join this free 5-day Get Your Butt on Track and Stay on Track, a master series that I've put together for Muslim sisters so that you never have to ask yourself, what do I do? I'm going to give you the simple framework, inshallah, for your mindset so you can stay productive, so that you can be disciplined and committed to set a goal. Not multiple goals, set a goal, start it, and finish it. And I'm going to help you, inshallah, get clear how to generate that energy, how to be productive, how to definitely understand your feminine sensuality or male sensuality, because I've had some men say, is this just for women? I'm like, okay, I can help men understand their sensuality too. So this is not like my private course. It's a free master series that I've put together. It's going to launch January 10th. You can start registering now. There is a limited space because, you know, I'm going to launch it through YouTube and you can only have so many people on live. Those of you that don't get to get on live, you'll still be in the Facebook group. So please join me. The link is in my Instagram. So if you go into my bio in the Instagram, you'll see the link and share it. Share it with people that need it. Share, you know, and this is the best time of the year. What's so interesting about this finishing of 2021 going into 2022 is that just around the corner is going to be Ramadan in April. And then just, you know, shortly after that, it's going to be our Islamic New Year, right? So I love how this year is ending with those two so close together so that, you know, we can really maximize, inshallah, from the resources. So this is a resource. I'm handing you a resource. I'm handing you an opportunity. And I hope you take it. I hope you join me. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Inshallah, inshallah. I saw, you know, just the link and the advertisement for it. And I think it's wonderful. Inshallah, I'll try to join, inshallah. And I'll bring a few of the Bossy Jabby community, inshallah, with me. They would love this. And I love how you just brought up, you know, I didn't even think about it. I know, you know, knew about Ramadan because I have some things, you know, going on in the background as well planned for Ramadan. But just to think, you know, the new year, you know, 2022, you know, coming into the new year, then directly after that, not even right around the time when we've probably given up on those new year resolutions, yeah. Ramadan is coming. And then right around when we probably, you know, are feeling the fatigue of that, then the new year. SubhanAllah, that is absolutely a beautiful way to think about it. We were almost going to be running through 5-6 months of just that new year, you know, new you type of feel. So inshallah, I pray that you take advantage of Sister Estella's master series, inshallah. So I did want to ask you a final question, and that is, what does it mean to be a boss hijabipreneur?
What does it mean? Like, what it means to me is accountability. That's what it really means to me, to have self-integrity, to be clear, and to be okay with not having it perfect. That's what it really means to me. And if you can elevate your accountability, subhanAllah, you're going to get the outcomes. If you can, you know, stay in alignment with keeping your word to yourself, you know, you're not going to strive for perfection. You're going to see that momentum is still going and pulling you in the direction that you need to be. So being a hijabipreneur is, for me, just really about accountability, self-integrity, and, you know, putting yourself out there. It's not an easy thing to do. I know, I've been doing this and I still get petrified. And I still sometimes go and just say, I'm just going to stay in bed. You know, is it? And then there's always that level of keeping my word to myself that keeps me moving forward. And to me, that's the most powerful. If you keep your word to yourself, then you're going to cultivate this amazing give and take respect with those that you engage with. And thank you so much, Halima. I am honored to be here.
Alhamdulillah, so grateful to have had you on. See, this was the time we were supposed to do this, not before, now, you know, just mashallah, you know. And I pray that the audience that's watching now, that may watch this later, and of course that listens on the podcast, I pray that you receive the benefit and the beauty of this moment, because it really was beautiful. wallahi, this was so mashallah. So I'm going to share my inspirational quote of the week. And Allah will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent. Quran, Surah At-Talaq, verse 3. And that's Surah 65, if you're looking for it. With regards to your wealth and prosperity in this life, stay connected to Allah and He will provide what is best for you. As for the spouse, pray for a spouse that is connected to Allah and whose sole purpose is to please Allah and grow closer to Allah, using their worldly pursuits to that end of attaining Jannah together. May Allah guide and bless us all with more than we pray for. Ameen. I will see you guys next week, inshallah. Join me. And you know what, Estella, you talked about this a little bit earlier about perfectionism. Guess what the next episode is about?
Perfectionism.
Episode 62 is Never Good Enough, Overcoming Perfectionism. Couldn't have planned that better.
Gotta do it. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah khair. We will see you all soon. And Estella, you can hang out a bit. I'm just going to end it and we'll hang out a bit. I'll talk to you all soon. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.